looking back through the files of the Bunyip Four, Wednesday, August 16, 2023. We are in the basement of the Gawler Civic Centre. Also, the room that we work from is the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre. And it's a great little resource if you've never been here. It's just wonderful, yes. All things historical. Mm. I'm one of your readers. My name's Kay, and I'm here with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And we both have an interest in Gawler's history and history in general. We both write, and we're both interested in words, and we love doing the looking back for people that
we do.
Are happy to listen to it. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Footbridges. At this season of the year, when our two rivers are liable to rapid and dangerous rises, the Corporation Inspector will do well to keep a watchful eye upon the footbridges and substitutes placed across those winter currents. The other day, the plank at what is known as Wilkinson's Crossing gave way and precipitated a little girl looking after cows into the stream. Fortunately, a companion was with her and she escaped with being drowned only up to her waist. Right.
Not the easiest wording there.
No, escaped with being drowned only up to her waist. Okay. So she only got drowned up to her waist or something. I don't know. Anyway, I'll leave that to people to work out. But
yes,
I think she might have fallen in up to her waist.
I think that's what they mean.
And she was grabbed by her companion, which is good.
Yes. Okay, so 100 years ago, Gawler's streetlights. The changeover from municipal control to payment to the Adelaide Electric Supply Co. for the illumination of the streets of Gawler compelled the council to take into consideration the number of lights provided and to cut down the number to that contracted for, viz. 77 lights. The council made an inspection and in its wisdom decided to excise some lights and alter others to give the best service possible without favouritism to the more patronised areas. The result has been that ratepayers accustomed to the position of the lights are now complaining. Of course ratepayers are complaining. When are ratepayers not complaining?
Oh, gosh.
That is the role of the ratepayer to complain.
And even if it's not the council's fault, the ratepayer will still blame the council.
Yes.
Leave me.
Yes. Oh, yes. You would be.
Doesn't matter what level of government, local government gets the blame. No.
Yep. Because they're the most accessible and most
invisible. Yes. And, never mind. Mm. 50 years ago. $125,000 sale record. One of the largest commercial sites ever to be offered in Gawler was sold at auction last Friday for a record local price of $125,000. The property, with a 254 feet frontage to Todd Street, was bought by Tom the Cheap, SA Proprietary Limited. The property, owned by CAT Daldig Proprietary Limited Builders, includes a private residence, showroom and yards, large workshop and store sheds. A small shop used as the Gawler Civilian Relief Depot is also included. Well, that would be the one where Foodland is now, Tom the Cheap, isn't it? Yeah, is that the one on this side opposite the post office?
I think it might be that block.
I think that was Tom the Cheap and then Foodland was bought over the other side. And then the Tom the Cheap one was changed into those sort of individual shops, fairly large individual shops where Get a Bargain is.
And the Lifeline and,
And there's a carpet shop. Place.
Yes,
there used
carpet
to be an office place or a Telstra shop or something on the end.
Yes, I think that's still vacant.
Is it? Wow.
I may be wrong.
And I know the shops up where Crestline Meat, that's shut.
Yes.
And the one next to it, which was something else, and then it was a fitness place, that's shut.
Well, that's now animal welfare.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it's been animal welfare for quite some time. Yeah, they took over about 4 years ago.
That's right, I have been in there.
Yes, yeah. That's changed hands quite a few times over the years.
Yeah. And then there's a little... used to be a nice little cafe on the front, but I don't know what that is now.
That's an Asian supermarket.
Is that what it is?
But that is in dire straits because he's had to go back to China for family illness.
Oh.
And he's hoping to keep the business going, but as said, family comes first before business. And
it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very hard. So fingers crossed, because it's been a blessing. It's been great to have a Asian supermarket.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm really hoping that he can hold
out.
Such
interesting lines of food.
Yes, things that I can't get elsewhere. So.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed for him. So anyway, moving on to 25 years ago. Bluebird service to boost tourism. Another story about the Bluebird service. Mm-hmm. A new partnership has been formed, which will result in Bluebird rail trips from Adelaide to Barossa Valley increasing next month from 1 to 3 per week. And it is predicted the trips will further increase to 7 days a week within the next 12 months, with economic benefits to SA and local tourism also increasing to a possible $5 million annually. And I remember it just didn't happen. I remember all the hype and nothing happened.
What happened? Did it not get the patronage? Or
I think they tried it and it didn't get patronage.
Yeah.
But it's
because
such
I think
a shame.
You had to come up and then change trains here in Gawler. You couldn't come direct from Adelaide. You had to get out and swap and then get on the Bluebird to go up there. But it's a shame because it was just would have been a lovely trip.
Oh, absolutely.
I would love to have done that one of those great little railway trips of the world that you like to do.
Yes, yes, I do love trains.
Yes, that's a pity.
It is, isn't it? Because it would be so nice.
I mean, it's still an option, but of course, the more years they don't use
the
railway line.
Well, has a lot of it been turned into bike path now.
Oh, has it?
And walking path. So I don't know if the original lines are still there or they've been removed.
I think,
There's sort of bike / walking path all the way. So it is really nice. I mean, they're using it well, but it would also be nice to...
I remember my mum, when she was growing up, she used to catch the train from Mount Pleasant into Adelaide, and it used to go out and connect up with the Melbourne to Adelaide railway line at Blair, and they come down through the hills, and she said it used to be a beautiful journey.
Yeah, it was lovely.
But of course, that's all been ripped up because you cross, that's all a cycle trail now from Mount Pleasant or further or beyond.
It's great to have the cycle trains, but we need public transport, and Adelaide is one of the worst cities in the world for public increasing traffic congestion.
Yep.
Which surprised me, but it's because we're not doing anything to address it. And whereas other cities with traffic congestion problems are dealing with it, Adelaide's not, because it hasn't been that critical that we've been able to ignore it and not see it as the problem that it's...
We're developing. At present, state government's got a new 30-year development plan, Greater Adelaide Development Plan, out for discussion. And that's looking at areas like where I live at Two Wells and Malala and further out. It's looking at Roseworthy, Wasleys, all the fringe areas, Victor Harbour... All of those areas as large housing areas. And we had this briefing yesterday afternoon, and I did raise the question about, well, when they do these developments, can you make sure that they get the roads in and the public transport in and catered to before they actually put the houses there? Because what's happened is they say, oh, we're going to have this suburb, and we're going to do here, and we're going to do that, and we're going to... And the roads aren't capable of... that lead into it, that feed into it, aren't capable of handling all that.
No.
Housing. And we're retrofitting all the time, and we're responding when we should be proactively developing. Anyway, that's just the hobby horse. So I'll shut up now.
Before I get on my hobby horse about land development.
Oh, yeah. Well, land development, that's what it's all about. Yes. Have a look at it. 30-year Great Adelaide. I can't remember the exact name, but it's a 30-year plan. It's out for discussion until the beginning of November.
Okay. Yep.
10 years ago, uncertainty over Motel's future. Uncertainty surrounds the future of Prasad's Gawler Motel, which stopped operating last month after the death of its owner, Amanand Prasad. Mr. Prasad was killed in a two-car crash at Jepps Cross intersection last month. A sign posted at the facility, also known as the Gawler Bypass Motel, states there is no vacancy and the accommodation is closed until further notice. Yes, that was quite tragic. I think he was a doctor. Wasn't he?
Had, I don't know. I don't
doctor
know
clinics and something, and I mean, it didn't have a really good reputation for hygiene. But I think he kept on trying to do the right thing. But
Mum stayed there once. She had planned to come over to visit and stay with us, and we had our floor sanded. I thought, oh, that's all right. They'll be finished sanding by the time, you know, Mum gets there, no problem. I didn't realise how long it smells for after, and the rooms had to be aired. Yeah. So we put her up in the... Oh, she didn't enjoy. Luckily, I think after a day of airing, she was
all right. She can move out the smell. She's, I'll put up with the smell. It's all right. Yes. Let me out. yes. Well, that's it for this week then.
Yes. Until next week, Kate.
Absolutely, Jeanette. Then it's your turn to start next time.
Yes.
Note.
I'll make sure I've got this week's edited, so I'll know. Until then.
For old life's sign.